I actually really do like the horror stuff.
He's very, like, punctual.
That's Intern Rick, everybody. Intern Rick.
Welcome to It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on itfigurespodcast.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Stina.
I'm the Lord Killer.
I'm the Lord Scotty.
Whoa.
Uh-oh, he's challenging
you. We're going to have like a civil war going on here.
A civil war.
You can't claim domain.
Okay, fine. Look, I forfeit, you win. I surrender.
That's right.
That was an easy battle.
I'm just Scotty Cash now.
Your Lord Killing just scares them.
I'm just regular old Scotty Cash now.
Hey, featuring Cash now in video format. Yay!
Yeah, that's right. Were you able to ever get that up, though, last one?
No, I don't, but I have the file, and I'll give it to you.
Are we going to put it on the main channel?
Yeah, right.
What video format?
All right, so this is what we're going to do, guys. We're going to try this out just to help get the word out there a little bit more on the It Figures podcast. We're going to... Killen is actually going to start making a video version of this podcast that goes along with the audio.
So I can't, I'm not going to be able to stand here naked anymore.
Well, no, it's not actually video of us.
You know, maybe we should videotape
it. Could videotape us doing this if you ever want to.
It's not that we're close.
But basically what he's done is he's just kind of put together, he put the audio file in video format every now and then, like images and stuff like that of things we're talking about pop up. Mm. And this just kind of allows people who are on YouTube the chance to listen to the podcast that may not know it already exists, that kind of thing, just to kind of get it out there.
It's a trial basis right now. And so basically,
just trying things out.
The images you're seeing are more or less commercials for our other shows currently. And, as time goes by, we'll change it. If it works out, we'll get more detailed with it. But for now, it's just a basic test.
You can add in like images of the stuff we're talking about, like the toy news.
So like if we're talking about toy news, and you're just like, hey, Sweeney Hollick's Ninja Turtle show.
So, you mean Killen's Ninja Turtle show.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
And because it's on YouTube, you can like send it to friends and... You know, tweet about it or like it. You know, do whatever you got to do to help spread the word.
So we were going to try to put this on a new separate channel. So we had like our own channel for it, which was going to be the Pop Culture Network channel on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Except they've got that stupid rule again where you can't upload anything over 10 minutes. If you're not a partner. If you're
Jewish.
Not a partner account.
Oh, I figured you say Jewish.
Yeah, that too. So, you know, we've got a partner account with our main channel, which is where that new toy smell goes, so we can upload whatever size videos we want.
What?
But
we're going to get in trouble for that one.
I just said, that's not bad. That's Jewish. I wasn't making fun of the Jews. I know a Jew.
Okay.
How about that? See, once you know a Jew, or you know somebody of that race, it's perfectly fine to make fun of them and say whatever you want.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's new.
No, seriously, yeah, stands in court. You're like, I'm friends with a Jew! And the judge is like, oh, yeah. Let this go. Take a recess, see you back in 10 minutes.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
That sounds fair. So anyway, be on the lookout for that, guys. We're going to try that out for a while. Give us your feedback. If this is your first time listening because you're on YouTube... hey, there's like a whole bunch of these episodes on popculturenetwork.com. You should go check them out.
Or, for easier reference, you can go to the itfigurespodcast.com.
Itfigurespodcast.com.
How many episodes have we done It Figures?
We are on like 111 or 11, something like that. Yeah, 110 or 111.
I dispute that number too, but we'll go with it.
We dispute that number. Listen to you.
Unofficially?
Unofficially. That's right. So
we need an unofficial guide to It Figures.
Unofficial guide
for
to
no
it
good
figures.
Reason.
Oh, jeez.
It just says pictures of us in there. It doesn't say anything about anything. Just nothing.
Picture book?
Yeah, sure.
I'm waiting for somebody to actually go in and make a...
Pop-out book.
Like a wiki for Pop Culture
Network. Yeah, dude.
Or, a pop-up book.
Or their own independent, like, reference or video about you know, based on our
That's own what ideas. I'm saying. Somebody needs to make a Wikipedia page about us.
Somebody, where's the behind the music, man?
Yeah.
No, well, what if it's like them, ooh, I almost called them a bad name. What if it's those people that do that other podcast that are like, oh, they're all scalpers and they pillage villages.
Oh, yeah. What if the guys that we haven't even heard back from still.
What if they make the Wikipedia page and they're just
They may have said something on their podcast. I just don't.
We haven't listened
to it, so.
What are you trying to say? Are you trying to say it's terrible and it's not any good?
I just don't care about Star Wars. So.
Are you trying to say it's terrible and it's not any good and they're not even on our level? Is that what you're saying?
I would listen to it.
No, I'm asking a question.
I would totally listen to it if I cared about the content. If they were talking about Legos or something, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Listen to it if they didn't diss us.
Oh
no! I really wouldn't. No,
he's
lying.
He's lying. He would never listen.
No.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. To us though, not them.
Oh, I guess if we're on YouTube with us now, we have to say subscribe every 5 minutes.
We do
know to subscribe.
Oh, but hey, we're on YouTube, so that means we can get a little more racy.
Get a little more racy?
Yeah, people like.
Well, we're still on the Podbean account too.
No.
YouTube people
are very rude, and they want you to. Tell them
That's
how it
true.
Is.
They oh, they do. They want you to tell them how it is.
Like, if I'm getting cussed out at least twice per episode,
yeah.
I'm not watching
I was going to say, they need more fodder. They need more reason to call us names and yell at us.
I don't really care.
You pronounced that word wrong. I just thought I'd let you know.
Hey,
thanks. Thanks, super nerd. Grammar police.
Hey,
grammar police.
You forgot to talk about this. That's my favorite, dude. When somebody tells me I forgot to talk about something, but okay, thanks, guy.
Hey, I'm totally doing that for you.
Yeah.
Every night.
Every time I talk. Hey,
to you.
You forgot.
Hey,
this.
You totally forgot to mention you love me. It's Captain Hindsight, right?
Yeah. Thanks, bro. Thanks for letting me know.
What was that? Oh, someone didn't silence their phone again.
Silence my phone.
And
why
you put it in that pocket with your broken arm?
I can't get my phone out of my pocket. I don't know. I haven't adapted to this whole sling thing yet.
Put it in your sling. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, he got hit by a bus after he fell off the arch.
Hit by a bus after I fell off the arch.
And then got eaten by a shark.
Yeah, in St. Louis.
Shark,
yes.
Too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Mississippi River is so high right now. There's sharks everywhere.
Oh, who didn't silence their store phone?
Is that
Why
Doug that texts
me?
You?
No.
Oh, I figured it was... That's right. You fell off the arch, hit by a bus. After the bus hit, you rolled into the Mississippi River, and you got...
Ate by a shark.
Ate by a shark.
And the only thing I got out of that was a sprained elbow?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's impressive.
You are pretty lucky.
That's impressive.
Statistically, that's pretty good.
Oh, we have a special guest in here. Who's our special guest
What's
today?
Your name? You gotta speak up.
You gotta speak. Speak
what's
right
your,
here.
What's your name?
Rylan Rose Killen.
Rylan Rose Killen.
Rylan Rose Killen. Welcome to the show.
We need to give her a nickname, though. That's, we can't, like...
It's Tiny Killen.
Tiny Killen.
How about Mini Killen?
Or Mini Killen? Mrs. Killen?
What do you want your nickname to be?
Princess Killen.
I like it.
It's Rye
Rye.
It's
Rye Rye. Oh, okay. It's Rye Rye.
It's Rye Rye.
I have a Rye Rye, too.
Where?
She's with her mom right now.
I'll replace Rye Rye.
Okay. When you come over to play with Julia, you can play with Rye Rye, too. How about that?
Play with Rye Rye.
Bet.
All right, you guys ready to talk about some toy news?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, let's do this. All right, first up today, Icon Heroes just released some images and a press release for their upcoming Thundercats Mumm-Ra Staction. Now, this Mumm-Ra Staction...
Why is he wearing that?
Why am I wearing it? We just explained why.
He got eaten by a shark.
Hey, she's just like a YouTube comment.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing a shirt, stupid?
Yeah.
After he explains why he's wearing it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm wearing this shirt because I love it. I don't understand why you have that shirt on. Yeah. Oh.
You have one.
What? It's a sling. My arm
hurts.
You hurt
his arm.
I hurt my arm.
He has a boo-boo.
Why do you have that on?
She is YouTube.
Just like YouTube.
Man, you are on YouTube.
She is YouTube.
Because I hurt my arm.
And that is now your nickname.
I have to wear this to get better.
We're going to call you YouTube. Okay?
YouTube Rye Rye. All right, here we go. Mumm-Ra.
All right.
So the Mumm-Ra Staction, it's going to be sold first at San Diego Comic-Con. Mumm-Ra. You know, he's...
My three-year-old doesn't understand. You have to explain what Mumm-Ra is.
Okay, he's Mumm-Ra the Ever-Living.
Right, you get that?
Are you paying attention?
He's like a mummy. He's a bad guy. And Lion-O fights him.
Write that down.
Got it?
Who's Lion-O?
There will be a quiz at the
end. Why are you wearing that?
What's the arch?
What are you doing?
Where are we at?
How are you doing that?
Okay, Mumro statue.
So the Mumro statue will be sold at San Diego Comic Con.
That's like this 7-inch or 8-inch figure?
He is 9 inches tall. One of the things that they mention in here is that this is actually different than their other statues they've been doing.
why is that, Pixel Dan? Because of the size?
Oh my gosh. You're not helping me, Christina.
Sorry. Okay, I'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah, we need Christina to be quiet, too.
Yeah, apparently. She's over here riling her up.
Pick her up and hold her or something.
So the Mummer Staction is actually their first of their new line of PVC Stactions. So he's not made of the same resin material as the other Stactions are.
What's PVC?
PVC is more like plastic. So he's going to get a plastic statue. He is taller than the other Stactions as well. Like we said, he stands 9 inches tall with his base. And if you buy him at San Diego Comic-Con, he... What was that?
Don't worry about it. It's Optimus Prime. You hate Transformers.
If you buy him at San Diego Comic-Con, he actually comes with Mammut, which is the exclusive...
The dog.
Yes, which is his dog. And it's exclusive for the con. So he is going to sell for $40, which is... Optimus, shut your face.
So is it $10 cheaper than the others?
$20 cheaper, because the other ones were $60 a piece.
Yeah, but they were way bigger.
No, they were smaller. The Stactions were small.
Those 7-inch figures were $60?
Yes.
I don't remember that being that much.
Yes.
I thought they were $50.
They were like 60, weren't they?
They were, yeah, 60. Because
60 bucks.
You complain about how insignificant.
So I guess the PVC ones are bigger and they're cheaper. Autobots, roll out.
Apparently. There's a lot of Autobots.
I got to handle this situation.
Yeah.
So also we get a YouTube comment. Who's rolling out now?
Yeah.
It's the Autobots.
Autobots. Over and over again.
She's running for him now.
Wow. Apparently babies on the podcast don't work very well.
It's a zoo in here.
We'll take a write that down.
Yeah. So, there you go. Mumra. Honestly, I'm debating on buying this one. I actually...
You seen pictures?
I have seen pictures. We've got them on our site right now.
I checked.
Yeah. He actually comes in this really cool box that folds open, and it's got like a diorama scene of Mumra's tomb.
Awesome.
Yep.
For $40.
Yep, okay. And it comes with the Mumra Staction and the Mama, and it's $40. So, honestly, I feel like that's a pretty good price for what we're getting here. It's much more affordable than the other statues. And
$20 cheaper.
$20 cheaper.
3 inches taller.
You get a big box with it. You get the Mama extra. It just really seems like this is something that's actually worth the money.
So is the Mama going to be in the box with him? Or is he going to be like, here you go?
I think it's... Oh, you know what? I don't know. Because they're selling the thing without the Mama after the con, so I bet they just hand them to you.
Okay.
Yeah, and you better get it, because if this is like the Master Universe Classics, you're going to be really mad if you didn't get your King Grayskull.
Yeah, this feels like something that's going to be one of those things that eventually is going to turn into something.
So is he Mumra, or is he the Mumra in the red?
No, he's actually Mumra the Ever-Living.
Oh, okay.
So he's like the big transformed.
What's his name in the red?
He's still Mumra, but that's when he's like, turn this decaying body into Mumra the Ever-Living. Yeah, very cool, though. I'm actually probably going to grab this guy. What about you?
We'll see.
You'll see.
I want to see these pictures.
Yeah, he's pretty sweet looking.
I'm gonna go look right now.
Go look right now.
Do it
and show me.
Do it. Make it happen.
Christina wants to see what it looks like.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. Show me.
Could you come back in here like that one more time?
All right, I'm back. I had to take care of some situations.
Yeah, did you get all the Autobots to roll out? It seemed there was a lot of Autobots that needed to roll out. And some of them weren't listening.
I think Optimus had a virus.
I just kept saying it over
he's
and over.
He's like Max Headroom.
He had a broken sound chip. He had to put Optimus down, dude. He's got to let it go of that Matrix.
Yeah, all you Transformer nuts, let him go. Let him go. He's played out.
All right. Next up in the news, the Power and the Honor Foundation. If you guys haven't already seen a lot of these press releases that have been going out in the last couple weeks, this is a new foundation that's basically... Their goal is to catalog all of this lost original artwork for the Masters of the Universe toy line, and I think they're even doing some stuff from the cartoons and stuff. But a big majority of it is basically cataloging all of this old artwork, concept stuff, all that kind of thing. Basically making like a museum kind of thing for the old Masters of the Universe line. And they sent out a press release earlier this week basically explaining what they're doing, and they are asking for donations for the cause to help them purchase more artwork and everything to build this. And it's kind of cool because they're giving away a really cool gift if you donate to the foundation. What they're offering up is the Power and the Honor Foundation Catalog Volume 1, which is going to be the art of the Masters of the Universe toy design. It's a hardcover, full-color, 160-page catalog that will feature over 250 never-before-seen images along with an informative narrative. So you get this awesome hardcover book full with all of this artwork we've never seen before for at least a $55 minimum donation. So I thought that was pretty cool news to pass along. I thought that was a pretty good deal. $55 for a 160-page hardcover book is a steal, honestly. I mean, if we want to think back to San Diego a couple years ago when Mattel offered their art book, which was a soft cover, and, you know, it was only, like, what, 30 pages, and it was $50. I mean, this is a pretty good deal in comparison.
Yeah, and so, what I care about most is stuff that I haven't seen.
It's far inferior.
What?
So you're saying it's far inferior.
I think compared to this, it sounds... Because the problem with the one from San Diego that a lot of people complained about is it was a collection of stuff we had already seen before, mostly. And so everybody opened that book up, and they were like, well, we've already seen a lot of these pictures, you know? And this is saying that a lot of it is...
Gotcha.
Yeah, and they said, gotcha, $50.
And then you walked out with a big bag of money.
Hey, I'll definitely be picking up that...
The Mumra. Yeah, you just find the pictures. Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff.
But so, yeah, that's definitely worth it. I paid $50 for the poopy book that's not hardcover. Actually, no, I can't even call it poopy. See, I like
it. It is a cool book. I like it too.
But it's a lot of stuff that we've already seen.
Yeah.
So you just like it because there was no options.
Well, that's true. That is very true. We've never had anything like that before. I mean,
that's not true.
And I like collecting that kind of thing.
Okay, maybe you're right.
So I don't know. I mean, if this is something you guys are interested in, I mean, it's just a minimum donation of $55. We'll guarantee that you get one of those books. So,
oh, I got an idea. Why don't you buy all of us one for free?
I am a generous lord.
You are my lord. You are.
So, powerandhonor.org is the place to check it out. They've got a bunch of samples on there right now, too, of some of the artwork that they've already revealed.
Oh, dude, it's pretty cool stuff.
When is it coming? Is it already out?
The book is not out yet. It is supposed to be out, I think it's September is when it's going to be ready, which is just in time for PowerCon, which is the big Masters of the Universe convention that's happening in September.
So, I actually have drawn a picture for this book.
Did you?
Yes, it is a stick figure, He-Man. Versus stick figure Skeletor.
That is amazing. Yeah, I can't wait.
That was you?
Yeah, it's never been seen.
No,
I've seen it.
No, Damien's the only one that's seen it. Yeah, that's me.
I can't wait
to
see it.
Dude, it's amazing. He drew the line so straight.
It's awesome.
I'd pay $55 for that.
And it's well worth it.
That Skeletor? Vicious.
Spot on.
Vicious.
I'll even autograph it for you. You're my boy.
Really?
Yeah, I'll take care of my boys.
That's very nice of you. Oh my god.
For free?
Whoa.
He's going to charge for the autograph. He's a famous internet celebrity.
I am of, yes.
People know his name. All right, next up, Playmates has released images of Family Guy Series 1. So we talked about these when they first broke the news that they got the license for Family Guy. Now they've finally revealed their first lineup. So Series 1 will contain Brian, Cleveland, Peter, Quagmire, Stewie in Halloween costume, and regular Stewie. And the first playset will be the Griffin's Living Room. So, for those not in the know, these are exactly the same as Playmates Simpsons toys that they released prior. The figures are the same static poses. They have no articulation in the legs or anything like that. They're sculpted exactly the same, and they come with the exact same playset dioramas where you stand them and they talk and they interact with each other, that kind of thing.
Mezco said they suck.
Mezco said they suck?
Yeah. I tend to believe them.
When did they say they suck?
They sent me an email. I was talking to Greg at Mezco. I was like, hey.
Greg at Mezco.
Yeah, he's the guy who's in charge of the...
Steve's brother.
I was like, look, what do you think about Playmates? He goes, all right, if you like things that suck. I was like, I don't like things that suck. He goes, I know. That's why you buy our stuff. I was like, I know.
Yeah, because Mezco had the license before.
And then we kind of high-fived each other in the air. And I assume he hit my hand. I don't know.
Yeah, I've got no interest in these whatsoever. I guess some people that maybe like were really big into that Simpsons line and also like Family Guy, this might be kind of a cool thing for them to almost like continue on with that style.
That, and that's probably going to be the only saving grace. But, you know, hey, good job, Playmate. You're still alive.
Yeah, right? Playmate's still alive because they're doing that, and they're doing Ninja Turtles soon. So apparently we're going to start seeing...
That's a rumor.
We're going to start seeing more Playmate's toys.
It's a dirty rumor.
It was confirmed last week, remember?
That wasn't confirmed. I didn't see it.
It was confirmed.
It's confirmed when I walk into a toy store, and I'm like, oh, my God, there's Turtles.
And Damien comes in here and tries to report it like news on the podcast.
Hey, guess what I found?
Breaking news, guys. Playmates is doing Ninja Turtles toys. I saw them at the store.
That's how we report news on fact, not just making it up because somebody sent you an email and said that they're coming.
Okay.
Yeah, well, somebody also said that, a couple months ago, we were supposed to die. So that didn't happen either, right?
That's true. I mean, he's got a point.
That is true.
So I'm going with fiction.
My mistake.
No Ninja Turtles.
My mistake. Okay. All right. You guys are onto something here.
Yeah. Turtles, Playmates, 2012, whatever. Same thing.
So anyway, if you are interested, the playset itself will include over 40 phrases from the show, includes the exclusive Lois figure. I hate when they do that, when they make it so you can only
get it. But they also, they're not... They don't have any articulation, right?
Well, the Simpsons one's like, they move in the head and the arms, and that's it.
Arms and hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 points.
It says, the playset will work with all the figures from Series 1 and will be compatible with all future released figures.
Will they be compatible with the Simpsons?
I don't think so. How awesome would that be, though?
They start talking and trash to each other?
Simpsons did it.
You're a knockoff of us!
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're funnier.
You're a knockoff of us. All right. Here we go. Some Mattel news. More San Diego Comic-Con.
That's
stuff.
Not like us.
I know, right? Who's Mattel? Why would we talk about
that? I have to keep looking on my shoulder because I always feel her presence. Like, your I daughter. Feel her creeping on me.
Right.
I feel like she's doing something.
She knows you're talking around. About her right
now. She's lurking you.
I hope she just stands on that counter. You just turn around and she's standing there.
And then all of a sudden, and you just hear...
Yeah. I just want to hold it and kiss Dad. She does some weird stuff like that in the middle of the night.
Yeah, the kids are crazy.
I like to go in her room in the middle of the night and scare the bejesus out of her.
No, you don't.
Why? It's why?
You're never going to get her to sleep.
Are you serious?
You're a good dad.
She does it to me, man. She likes to hide.
No, she does.
As I come around that corner, she jumps out and scares the bejesus
out of her. First of all, you don't sleep, so we know that's a lie.
Well, when I'm waking up from my vampire rest.
I know. She helps you.
She's
open
always
your
holding a stake
lid.
Over my chest. Oh, I could kill you, Daddy, but I won't. Yeah, yeah. False alarm, Dad. False alarm, Dad.
I could kill you, Daddy, but I won't.
False alarm. I just want to see what you do. Just want to see what you do. How you react.
What you doing?
All right, so San Diego Comic-Con, Mattel will be offering an exclusive Rey Mysterio WWE Rumbler figure.
I want one.
For free.
I'm taking like 20 of them.
For free.
You should give me that John Cena that you have.
This, for those not sure what these are.
Why is it yours?
Because it's John Cena.
What does that mean?
Well, why'd you get to her instead of me? I thought I was
your friend. She claimed it. I don't think I gave it to her. She said, that's my John Cena.
You're not supposed to give those away.
I know, right?
That's right.
Actually, as long as I don't sell it, it's okay. So now the Rumblers, for those that aren't familiar, these are the little 2-inch little guys.
What the R-Truth?
Like I did the R-Truth one is awesome.
I
have the R-Truth
one. The one with the playset?
Yeah, like that ring that I have.
Yeah.
Little Jimmy!
That's what he does now.
That's you, you're little Jimmy.
He's hilarious, dude.
Is he trying to do a Macho Man thing?
No.
Yes.
He's just
Elizabeth!
Yes, that's what, yeah, exactly. R-Truth just runs around all the time.
Elizabeth! Jimmy!
Like, what is wrong with you, R-Truth? So anyway, this Rey Mysterio figure is free for those attending the con while supplies last. I wonder if they're actually going to make people like line up to get it, or if they're going to do like the Moss Man deodorant last year and just dump them into a big giant bin and let people grab at them.
Probably, but you always feel like you're stealing.
Yeah,
like
why?
No one's looking.
if there's somebody there, then you feel like you're stealing. Like, I need one for my cousin. My cousin, yeah.
I'm taking
one. If there's nobody there, dude, like if I'm at the button booth. I take buttons. I don't need 16 Wonder Woman buttons, but I have them.
But you do need them then.
I don't know
how many times I hit DC up for comics.
Oh, yeah, or their buttons.
I'm like, oh, I've never been in this line before.
Oh, hey, it's free stuff. It's been 5 minutes. I think I need another Flash button. And then the guy's kind of like, well, I just put on a bunch of buttons. I'm like, I don't even know. Can I have one? I didn't get any. Like, why are your pockets jingling?
Yeah, the other thing that's kind of cool, so we totally... I'm going to grab as many of those things as I can.
The Rays?
It says 619 on one side, right? And the other side says SDCC.
It's got the logo, the San Diego logo. Yeah, I'm not even like a very big Rey Mysterio fan, but I'll definitely be grabbing these.
Creeping.
Here she comes. Creeping in.
Why you lurking? He knew she was coming.
Do the creep. Ah.
That's her.
Do the creep.
YouTube. YouTube 5. You're like Johnny 5.
Hello, YouTube.
You have peekaboo.
All right. Well, why don't we go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with some more news.
Hi, I'm Alan Price.
And I'm Chris Finn. I also do a podcast called Master Universe Chronicles.
But we're not here to talk about that.
Well, He-Man and She-Ra have also been on the show.
To my vain and to the annoyance of my entire life, yes, this is Operation Retro Shock, and he managed to get me to let He-Man on the show.
Ah, power, you see.
But He-Man is not what we mainly cover. We cover loads of retro things, be it the 80s, the 90s. I know you can't really class the noughties as retro, but we'll talk about stuff from then anyway.
We're not naughty though, right?
No, we're far from naughty.
Okay.
But we cover things like Back to the Future, Doctor Who, Star Wars, Batman, you name it. We'll either have done it or gonna do it.
Yeah, so obviously you listen to podcasts that's on popculturenetwork.com, very much like ours. Ours is uploaded, 2 weeks out of four on a Sunday. So then you can listen to all the retro goodness, and you can even contribute if you want to. You can head over to the Pop Culture Network forums and type in there what you'd like to see. Heck, you can even buy a t-shirt with an Operation Retro Shock logo on it.
And you could be entered in the competition. So yes, join us every other Sunday for some retro goodness.
Oh yeah, dig it!
Are you a fan of Mattel's Masters of the Universe toy line? How about Princess of Power, New Adventures of He-Man, or 2000X Masters of the Universe? Hey guys, I'm Pixel Dan, and my new show, Power and Honor, the World of Masters of the Universe Toys, takes a look at all of the above-mentioned lines. In every episode, I'll take a look at a different action figure, vehicle, or playset from the world of He-Man. It's a great place where you can reminisce about your favorite toys from the past or even learn some things that you may not have already known. A new episode airs bi-weekly on He-Man.org and PopCultureNetwork.com. Swing by and check it out. Good journey.
Hey guys, I'm Rob Bates, and if you love toys, come check out my show, Not Mitten Box, every Tuesday on the Pop Culture Network.
What it is, friends. Sween Hollick here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
All right, we're back. Follow us at popculturenetwork.net, the podcast, / Scotty Cash. That was close. Seriously.
Yeah, it's close if you use the internet like...
Like a blind monkey?
Like probably the way you do.
Popculture.net, the podcast / Scotty Cash.
Look that up.
That's it.
I'm going to have to hurry and have dirt and just make it that. I'm a drunk pimp.
I'm a drunk pimp.
Yeah. With that picture of me. He'd do it.
Holding up the power source.
That's right.
Wasn't that what that was?
Yeah. I found those pictures the other day.
Did you?
And there's a couple with you and She-Ra in there.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Oh.
That was a...
Hey, now.
What, me and She-Ra were buds.
Mm-hmm.
I slept with her. That's a lie.
Poor She-Ra.
He's never had.
Oh, bogus.
She-Ra can get mine.
I do have some picture of Danny with the ugly Ariel.
Oh, I remember the
ugly. Why you call her ugly?
The ugly Ariel. What's the ugly Ariel?
Is that the one that's every character ever? She's not ugly.
She's always a different Disney princess every time you see her.
She's just not ugly.
I don't think she's ugly either.
You guys are retarded.
We can't say retarded.
You can't say that word.
Retard.
You guys are not in your correct mind.
Accepted.
Are they ever?
Do you think she's seriously? You think she's ugly?
Yeah, she's dog face.
Why don't I dog know this face? Person? What
is she? Because you don't go to the cons with us.
You just you're confused.
I'm pretty sure I've shown you.
You're confused because you see her in the.
I'm not. No, like, I'm not that guy. No, don't get me confused with Nerdy Dan.
What does that mean?
Oh my God! Nerdy? Look at that poison ivy. Like Dan, she has warts everywhere. What?
No, she's so sassy.
She's so sassy.
I want to make out with her.
Dan, that's weird. I'm pretty sure that's a guy.
No, she's beautiful.
Okay, I might be exaggerating a little bit.
Nope, that
just
was
a little bit.
That was exact dialogue.
I don't usually fall for the ugly chick half naked. No, that's not true either.
Whoa,
that's not true either.
Man, look,
there was some chicks there that probably should have been wearing what they were wearing, but they were kind of cute because of what they were wearing.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that happens.
But that area was kind of not good.
No, I thought she was okay.
I didn't think she was
I'm
bad.
I'm gonna need to see this picture.
Oh my God!
I will be the one that decides.
I think I have it on this computer, actually.
All right, I guess I'll look.
So you can look at it and you see Dan like totally drew it like.
Yes,
and
that's,
I can slap it.
How you guys? You can't slap them because you know when you watch like. House or something, you're just splashing everywhere.
Splashing everywhere.
On House?
Oh, my
house?
God.
Wow.
House.
That dude is
Dr. House, yes.
Dr. House is a sex machine.
Oh, yeah.
What do you watch for the guys in it? The Cook Show. He fires everybody.
She
that's
said
your
John
show.
Cena,
Chef right? Ramsay.
That's your show.
I love Chef Ramsay.
Oh, she fired me.
Is that Donald Trump?
Yeah.
You're fired.
No. Which Hell's Kitchen's coming back soon. Yeah.
No. Why?
I love it so much.
I can't believe
and,
it.
In Kitchen Nightmares and
yeah. Oh, no, Kitchen. We watched that
the Cook one.
Top Chef. Top Chef. What is that right
no,
now?
Cake Master.
Master Chef.
Cake Master. Chef. Hey, did you ever watch that Sandcastle show?
No, I didn't.
You totally missed
Sandcastle.
Sand Masters.
Is that the one where they create all the different sculptures
yeah.
out of sand?
But they just had a Legos episode. Where they made Star Wars Legos, and I called him to watch. He's like, "Yeah, I'll check it out when I get home." And they never did.
They came to the fair.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Hey, rewind that.
Yeah, it's on the Travel Channel. That means it's on every 5 seconds.
Yeah. First of all, there's a Travel Channel, and secondly, you were watching it.
Well, no, Michelle's like, "I got this new show, Sandmasters." I was like, and it's just like these like group of people that make these giant like sand sculptures.
They're actually pretty cool looking, and then. Awesome.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Where were we?
That's so rude.
Where how did we get on Ugly Ariel or something?
You were talking about the hottest chick you ever seen.
Yeah,
you were
talking about She-Ra.
Oh.
And that's it went from there. It went crazy from there.
Oh, that's right. The website. I brought us back.
Brought us back.
Yeah, I brought us back. A 10-minute bring back.
Okay. So, Hasbro, which, by the way, they've been real slow in like posting official listings of their San Diego exclusives. I'm not sure what their deal is. But they
They're busy.
Wait, here's a good one for you. Killen, you've been waiting for this. They finally unveiled their San Diego Comic-Con exclusive My Little Pony. You excited?
Oh my, OMG.
OMG. OMG. Now, so Hasbro does an exclusive pony every year.
Don't say it. Don't say
both sides of the pony, and it's basically one of those like art decoed ones. Like they make it just all fancy and colorful and artistic.
Looks like every one they released every year.
Looks
just,
like a,
you know what they should
like
do?
Looks like a rock one. This
you
time.
Seriously know what they should do? Is they should do like a pink unicorn with wings, and name it like a Winds of Swift.
The Winds of Swift.
So it'd be like, look, we stole Swift when it made it, and you can't do nothing about it. I'd buy it.
I would do.
I'd buy it.
I gotta be honest.
Because Mattel would be like, okay. Well, here's our G.I. Jax.
G.I. Jax.
What?
I hope it's just that guy from Mortal Kombat, too. With the big metal arms.
Black guy with the metal arms?
Yeah.
All right.
But we're in camo.
I.G. Joe. Like,
I.G. Joe.
That's right. I.G. Mo.
I would love if they had a feud back and forth making like knockoffs of each other.
I'd buy them all, dude.
Hey, that reminds me of the wrestling when they did the Huckster and the Nacho Man.
Yeah, the Huckster and the
Nacho Man.
Then
you could be telling your children's children about the Great Toy War of 2012.
That's
I love it. I want I.G. Mo. That's all I know.
I.G. Mo. Oddly enough, Playmates came out on top.
Weird.
When no.
They took
they
advantage.
They finally released the Turtles.
And 2020.
They held onto that trump card for 20 years.
And 2020. So we've finally seen a Raphael.
So who's buying this pony?
Me.
Oh, Stina's buying this
pony. You're not buying that.
I'm buying... Well, he's buying it for me. Raphael. And I'm going to be at home.
No, we're not going to let him.
Yeah, you are.
He's going to bring this dude party down.
I'll have Sween to pick me up one then.
Sween won't do that.
I will.
Sween's got to stay in the hotel.
Because he loves me.
No. Sween's got to guard the hotel.
Actually, Sween actually called me earlier and was like, you know what? Who I hate? I was like, whoa, Sween, I don't even know how you got my number. He's like, Stina. I was like, aww. Oh, this is weird. Sween's like, I got to go. And he hung up on me.
I know. What a weird conversation. Now.
He's very emotional.
Weird. It was weird. Yeah.
Very emotional. He just needed to let that out.
He don't like to hold that stuff in. He wants to tell somebody about his feelings right then.
Sween does just have, like, weird phone calls, man. The other day he called me and he's just like, you know what I'm eating? And I was like, who is this? And he's just like, a sandwich? I gotta go.
And he said, oh, yeah, bro.
It was weird.
I hung up on you?
It was weird.
That's what he did to me, dude.
He hung up. It took me a while to realize what was going on. It's like, I think that was that Sween guy.
Sween's got multiple personalities, dude.
Sketchy. Uh-oh, she's back.
She's breathing heavy, too.
She snuck up on you like Darth Vader.
I got you, though.
Max has some juice.
Yes, she is. More toys. She needs more toys, dude.
I got you that. See, those are only a dollar, so if she breaks those, it doesn't matter.
Nope, needs more.
She needs more. Get the whole mess.
You can have all of those. Merry birthday.
We just got Rai Rai into Hero Clicks.
She's gonna make
you play the game with her now.
Dad, get that Batman, let's go.
Whoa.
This is your dad. Kingpin. No. Yo, no doubt. Seriously, that's him. Looks just like him. The Black Ops Daredevil. Yep. Yeah, you're the Black Kingpin.
Killing does look like Michael Clark Duncan.
That's you.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is such...
The Green Mile, right?
We're only at 33 minutes. This feels like an hour and a half.
Look, chill.
I'm not unchilled.
Oh, okay. We're not even done with like half the things yet.
Yeah, we still got plenty to talk about.
He's not unchilled, so relax.
Okay.
Who, me relax or him relax?
Oh, really? Huh?
Dan relax?
All right, let's start over. Go.
Freeze.
Relax.
You relax?
I'm fine.
I'm cool, too. Let's go.
All right, let's do this. All right. Who are these guys?
Freeze.
He's lying, Rai.
That's me. Sorry, Dan.
It's a family show. We just bring our
kids. Yeah. Bring your kids to work day. Pop Culture Network.
A daycare section.
Killing daycare. Sweets.
I'll take care of your stupid kids.
Stupid kids. There's a lot of love
here. $42.95 an hour.
Wow, that's not bad.
I'll teach them things like how to use a butterfly knife.
Oh, that's cool.
A butterfly knife.
That's cool.
You come in, kids are missing fingers, and it only costs you $100.
No, I'm good. They don't got no missing fingers.
Oh, okay.
He's good. I'll teach them how to use it right.
Right.
Jeez. We will constantly have new interns because they will be stabbing them.
Hey, Rick.
Poor intern Rick.
Hey, Rick.
No, he's like the king intern, man.
Bye, Rai Rai. That's
your area. Potty, bro. Nope, Christina, she said. She wants Christina. All right, here we go. Toy news. No more distractions from baby.
And
that'll
for
happen.
Like another 5 minutes.
Yeah. For another 5 minutes. All right, so some photos leaked of Mattel's Batman Legacy Wave 2. Now, we had already seen the Batgirl, because they showed her off at C2E2, I believe, was the first place they showed her. And as far as I know, I'm pretty sure she's a complete rehash, just with a different color outfit.
Yes.
And they keep showing pictures of her with, like, this bat cycle, but it's not clear on if she's coming with that or not, but I think people are assuming
that
she's
coming. Yeah, well, it's a new bat cycle I've never seen, so I would assume.
Also in this lineup are Golden Age Batman, which looks awesome. Yep. Catman.
He looks awesome, too.
What's a Catman?
He looks like the dude off of Watchmen.
Night Owl?
Yeah.
And Batmite. Which is freaking awesome.
But he comes with Golden Age Batman.
Does Batman? Yeah. That is super cool. Yep, so that actually is a really good-looking wave,
It took
honestly.
Me, like, 3 weeks to get Batmite from McDonald's out of those.
Oh,
the kids' meals.
Yeah,
I love Batmite, dude. He's such a dweeb.
Yeah, that's super exciting. That's a cool wave. I really love that Golden Age Batman. Because even like you said, he's like Brave and the Bold Batman.
Yep, he's a mixture. He's awesome. Yeah,
and I love that cartoon.
Yes.
So that is very cool.
Are you caught up on that now?
No, I just kind of catch random episodes here and there on the on demand.
Young Justice?
I think I'm pretty caught up on Young Justice. Show is so good.
So good.
Yeah, I love that show. Loving that. I'm digging that. I'm digging Voltron Force. I'm very excited.
When's the new episode for that? Thursdays.
They're on Thursdays. I still need to see episode 4, but I really liked the first 3. Thundercats starts July 29th. Friday, it's a Friday show. Cartoon Network's very excited for that. A lot of good cartoons right now, I have to say. So.
Potty.
Anyway, there we go. So those pictures leaked of the new Batman figures. They're looking very, very cool. Next up, Mattel has released images of Hurricane Hordak and Leech from the Masters of the Universe Classics line in their packaging. So,
what do you think about Hurricane Hordak?
I like Hurricane Hordak. I always liked Hurricane Hordak, the vintage figure, because he had the cannon arm. And plus, I like the metallic gold. And I think it's really cool that they're actually doing the VAC metalized metallic gold armor this time around. Except it really, really, really makes me wish that Hero had that metallic gold armor.
Yeah.
I kind of hope that they go back and maybe do like a weapons pack with like metallic gold Hero armor or something, just because I want that armor. But I of He-Man and Skeletor and Hordak,
She-Ra,
Battle Armor She-Ra.
Yeah, I don't know. I could probably do without the Hurricane Hordak.
Really?
Yeah, I really wasn't a fan of the older figure, and I mean I'm pretty sure I do own it, but I could. I mean, I'm not going to go hunt it down if I don't. I could care less about it.
Really?
You know, I don't know.
I want new people. I don't want variations of the same.
Well, I mean, the good news is they don't really do that very often in this line. I mean, this is only, the third time we've gotten a variation. So.
Yeah, I'm sick of it already.
Sick of it already. Well, it's a good thing you weren't collecting the 2002 line when it was out, because you would have been super mad.
Everything He-Man. Outside walking your dog, He-Man.
I'm okay with, hey, you can have as many Skeletors as you want, but...
Oh, okay.
Anything else? No.
Well, then you would have been half happy with the 2002 line.
I need a
line.
Super Scareglow.
Oh.
Super Scareglow?
Yeah. Is that like Super Shatter?
I always open them up anyway. I just was just not getting around to it. So I opened like... obviously Faceless One, and I don't know, he is awesome. The last couple, I don't remember who else I did, but I opened...
Battleground Teela.
Yeah, I absolutely hate that figure.
You really don't like that figure?
Yeah, I hate it.
I love
it. It looks like she's looking down. It's just a pointless figure. It doesn't look like Teela. I don't know. I just would really rather have anything else but that.
Really? I like that figure quite a bit. I think she's a pretty cool sculpt. That looking down thing, the original Teela's got that, too. She's got that syndrome where she looks like she's looking at the ground.
Does she? I'll have to go back and look.
Because I just...
Like, something's wrong with her? Why? Why?
I don't have no idea.
People always pick those weird, obscure things, and they start backing it.
We got a freaking Battleground Teela before we got Mosquitor... Before we
I got beef with that. Sorry, guys.
I know.
Where's my Mosquito?
I'm like, hey.
What do you think about Leech, though?
I love him. He's awesome.
Oh, doesn't he look so great?
Does he have the on the back?
No, they said they
are they going to at least have like a button kind of like
I bet there's something there. But he comes with that Horde logo net that's got the suction cups on it, which was the closest they could get doing anything suction cup wise with the figure. I love the sculpt though. I think the head looks. Awesome.
Yeah,
on him.
Awesome.
Oh man, super cool.
I read very happy Hordak's bio, but I haven't read Leech's bio yet.
It's all right. I mean, there's nothing terrible about it. We can read it if you want.
Read it.
I got it.
Do it.
All right, here we go. A Slebator Slugman from deep in the Lake of Gnarl. Leech was called from the depths by a magic spell of Hordak to bolster his forces against King Grayskull and the Snake Men during the Great Wars. Mind wiped by Hordak's lead witch, Leech became a loyal member of his Horde army, using his magically enhanced energy draining powers to suck enemies of their strength. He later played a key role in the Horde's fight against the Great Rebellion after Hordak claimed Etheria as a new homeworld during their banishment into Spondos. When called upon in battle, Leech sucks the power from his enemies. So that's a pretty straightforward bio.
Hordak's bio's pretty good. Now that I remember what it is.
Yeah, I like Hordak's too.
Read it, do it.
After being released from exile into Spondos by Evil Lyn, Hordak returned to Eternia with his ageless army to once again claim its hidden magical properties for his own. Finding his former pupil Skeletor on the throne following the apparent death of King Randor, Hordak upgraded his armor with a hurricane blaster, which he used to challenge the Lord of Destruction and drive the Snakemen back into hibernation. After ripping through the walls of Snake Mountain, Hurricane Hordak casts off his battle shield and advances on Skeletor, whirling his Thunderball mace.
Damn, you sunk my battleship, homie.
That's awesome, because that's straight Hordak, like, breaking into Snake Mountain to take over.
You know what we never discussed was Megator's secret accessory.
We did talk about it. You were gone that week.
Well, I listened to that show. I don't remember.
Because we put a big spoiler alert, too, just in case people didn't want to know. But, we talked about it.
What do you think about that?
I think it's kind of neat, and it totally called it. That's exactly what I thought it was going to be after reading his bio. I want mine. That's all I know. I want mine. Mattel. I know you just got them chilling on your desk, Scott. Why don't you just send it to me? Give me my head.
Yo.
Right now he's stroking his Green Lantern ring going, no, pixel damn.
Me.
Go put him in a bed in some socks and beat the crap out of
him. No, you know what I do? I hope they put him in with the Mad Monday.
They just give away all these random heads. Yeah.
Somebody gets it, they're not even sure what it is.
They open your picture, take your battleground T-Lex, put the head on it.
What are those little heads, the shrunken heads called? Like the Beetlejuice head?
The shrunken heads.
Yeah, why did they send me a Beetlejuice shrunken head?
Yeah, there you go. So speaking of Mad Maddie Monday, did anybody here participate in that?
Rylan.
I forgot.
Oh, Rylan did.
Rylan. Yeah, she ordered like
She's
a
confused.
Six.
Oh, sweet.
She shops.
YouTube, that was in it. No, I don't know anybody that did, I don't know what they got if they did.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody's received anything as of this recording, because it was just a day ago. But I do know
that it was last Monday.
No, it was just yesterday.
They take a whole week to ship, man.
And
they won't get anything for 2 weeks.
Masters of the Universe, the Masters of the Universe set sold out in like 8 minutes. The Ghostbusters set sold out within 10 minutes. And then the DC sets eventually sold out. But I was really surprised to see that stuff went that fast. Either they really didn't have very many.
Yeah, they probably didn't.
Or people really... I mean, I was shocked to see that they went that quick. Because I saw people reporting that they actually tried to get on and order them, and they were already gone. And I couldn't believe that. So, but I guess we'll keep you guys posted on if we hear. If any of you out there on our forums ordered it, please make sure you post pictures when you get it. Because I'm very curious to see what they're sending out with these sets.
There's going to be some upset people, though.
I think so, too.
Because somebody's going to get... Like, I would have got it, and I would have got poopy Battleground Teela.
Yep.
And then I would have got all her poopy accessories.
They would have been like, Battleground Teela, Grayskull Stands, and Weapons Pack 1.
And Battleground Teela.
And Battleground Teela.
Why do I have two of these? No!
And King...
The variant. And they just spray paint her boots black.
King Grayskull, too.
And Megator's secret accessory.
Yeah, well, there's some epic pieces, though. Like, some of the first things. Like, never. King Grayskull.
King Grayskull. Statue version.
Never.
How messed up would that be?
There'd be a lot of
the actual Castle Grayskull they made at the display. They just the one...
Yeah,
the display. You gotta get rid of that thing. Just throw it in a box.
Shift that to
I've seen a question on something somewhere. I don't remember what website it was. I'm almost positive it wasn't ours. But somebody asked Mattel, how are you going to distribute these, like, randomly? Or is there, like, a best one for the first person that pre-orders? And they're just like, no. They're just random. That's why it's Random Monday. Monday.
Maddie Monday.
Well, because they don't have any control. Digital Rivers is just going to fill those orders as they see fit.
Yeah, probably. Oh, dude, I can't imagine.
Hate you.
Yeah, I hope it's like half-eaten bag of M&Ms.
You know, I don't even know if I'd be mad at that. I really wouldn't be mad at that.
A bowl of curry.
If I opened a random sack and it was like a Mad at Arms package with like a few M&Ms in there, I wouldn't even be mad. I would just be like, I'm getting this graded. I'm getting this graded.
What would AFA do when they got that?
Who's playing the game?
They cuts me out.
Give me those M&Ms. I'd be mad.
They eat them, he's like, I don't know.
True story, AFA guys.
8.0.
M&Ms. Oh, yeah. Usually, if you stick a pack of M&Ms and tape it to the package, they grade it just slightly higher.
Really? I'll remember that when we send things off next time.
Try it. A little 5 or 20 goes a long way.
Like 5 M&Ms?
Yes. No, like gold money.
Oh, okay.
The candy money.
All right.
Couple of those, a Wonka bar, and you're good.
And a Wonka bar. Gotta have the Wonka
Everybody
bar.
Everybody loves a Wonka bar. You might have a gold ticket.
All right. Well, that wraps up the toy news for the week. So, we are fast approaching episode 100 of That New Toy Smell. Like, legit.
Just checked.
I think you were lying.
All right. Big guy number 100. We have the 100th episode of That New Toy Smell airing next weekend. This weekend is episode 99. So we are a little over a week away from the big episode. A lot of people have asked if we're doing anything special. We are. We're going a little off format for the 100th episode, doing something cool, getting a few people involved. What we need from you guys is more fan art.
Fast.
Yes, because I sent a call out for it about a week ago. I've gotten a few really good pieces that we're going to show. But I would love... This is your chance to get yourself on an episode of That New Toy Smell. We're going to do a montage at the end just showing off some of the awesome things that our viewers are creating. And this is a great... We're begging...
Give you a high five after I open my box.
I'm like, yeah, high five!
How do you not, donate to your Lord Killing?
Donate? Here, you want a dollar?
Oh, I'm sorry. Tithe.
You have to give me... I'm not sure what that word is.
You have to give me your stuff. Hey, don't rile up the monster.
She's going after my feet.
He's ticklish, too.
She eats toes.
She eats toes. Oh, no.
We feed her toes.
So, yes, guys, please, fan art. Head over to the forums. Just go to popculturenetwork.com. Click on the fan art thread, and you should see a spot in there that says fan art for episode 100. It's got all the instructions on how to get it to us. If you don't want to post it,
book, can I feature it?
On yes, if it doesn't make it into the book.
I mean, it's good enough to make episode 100,
absolutely.
Right?
I will put
totally
it on there.
Good enough. I mean,
I will definitely put it on there.
Stellar.
It is one of a kind.
It is definitely one of a kind.
One of a kind.
These are the straightest lines I've ever seen. I swear to God.
Straightest.
I'll put my hand on a Bible and swear that they are straight.
He definitely has the power.
San Diego Comic-Con is also fast approaching, guys. We are 3 weeks away now from our trip to San Diego.
Hey, are you going?
I am going.
I'm going. You going, Scotty?
I'm definitely going.
Hey, Christy, are you going?
No.
Oh.
I'm stuck next at
time.
Home.
Next time.
Oh,
next time.
Rude. Next time.
We're going to Disneyland, too.
Oh.
Oh no! Oh no!
This fishy water tastes like shampoo.
I hope that hotel has internet, unlike the one last year.
I'm sure they do. They're right next to SeaWorld. They're not. We're just still at SeaWorld.
Why does that have anything to do with SeaWorld?
Because apparently they're notorious for their internets.
Well, like last year, we stayed in an underdeveloped area. So if we're in a developed area, it's going to have the high speed internet.
Yeah, dude. The hotel we stayed in last year had no internet. It was awful.
It was like in the hills and stuff.
Oh, it was bad. I was like, how do you have a hotel with no internet? That doesn't make sense. I thought they all had that.
Well, there was no SeaWorld by there.
That's it.
That's the first thing I think of.
We had to take a ferry.
We had to get a guide to get to
We needed a tour guide with a machete to slice down some vines.
It was pretty weird spot.
Mega Man.
It was. It was really, it was really far away from the convention. It was, So hopefully, how far away are we this year? Are we like...
I have no idea.
Right down the street.
No idea.
I have no idea.
That's extremely unsafe.
We'll probably have to take the train again.
Yeah, we'll just take a train. I'm sure it's fine.
Extremely unsafe.
You love the train.
It's going to be a two towns over.
What's San Diego?
Yeah. Like, what? Really?
We've never even heard of it.
It's right in that same general area. I'm sure it's in 5-10 minutes.
So, there you go, guys. 3 weeks away. You can bet that we will definitely have coverage on the site. We'll be there all 4 days, including preview night. So,
Wednesday,
we will be...
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, 5 nights.
Yep. 4 days of the con and the preview night. So we'll be there. Yep.
Five nights.
It's 4 days. No, five days, four nights. That's how long we'll be there. So we'll have coverage of everything that we could possibly cover while we're there. Uh oh, Ryra's gotta go potty again.
Go ahead.
Was she just gonna poo on the floor?
Is that weird?
I mean, no.
Guys, while you're there, make sure you're checking out popculturenetwork.com. Check the store while you're there. Just click the store button. We have lots of great product in stock, including a bunch of new things that we just got in. We've got some Transformers Dark of the Moon Dinobot Minicons we just got in. We just got, for all you bronies out there, we just got the new My Little Pony minifigure 4-packs.
Why'd you call them bronies?
That's what they call themselves.
Oh, my.
That's what they call themselves. Bronies. So those are for the guys that like My Little Pony. They're bronies.
They even say that in the...
Yep.
My Little Pony exclusive.
The press release for the Hasbro My Little Pony called out for the bronies. I don't know. I guess a My Little Pony fan.
It's really original.
Yeah. So anyway, we got those in. We still have Batman Legacy Wave 1. We got a lot of really cool things. And we are in the process of launching our brand new online store. So we're getting off of the eBay format. For anybody out there who maybe doesn't like doing the eBay store, we will have an actual... web store interface right there on popculturenetwork.com where you can browse all of our, what is it, like 18,000 different products we have in the store.
Well, it's because every time you sell anything on eBay, they take half of your profit.
Yes,
so
that's true.
We sell something on eBay and we make $1.50.
So keep an eye on that. I believe he is testing it through the weekend and plans to launch it next week sometime. So we'll definitely make a big announcement when it's ready. But it'll definitely make your shopping experience much easier. And remember, everything that you guys purchase from the store helps to keep us producing and is going to be a huge help for our trip to San Diego, because that's what we rely on to pay the airfare and all that kind of
stuff.
And
strip clubs.
So. And the strip clubs. That's right.
I actually know.
So that is going to wrap up this week's episode of the It Figures Podcast. So until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Lord Jenna.
Scotty Cash.
We'll see you guys next week.
Carol Patty.